I'm going okay. I'm a little bit annoyed because
don't go straight into it.
I'm going straight into it. You can't stop me.
Okay.
Because we already recorded this episode once and Megan lost the file, so we're re-recording it like a month later or something.
Yes, it's all my
fault. I don't remember any of the shit.
So it's all gonna be new again.
Yeah,
it's gonna be polished this time. Patty's done excessive research on this time.
I have not.
Exactly.
I've deleted it all from my memory banks.
I apologize, everyone, but this time's gonna be funnier.
That's right.
Guaranteed.
Funnier and better. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Anyway, this is Who Dis?
Yes.
Which is the mini... Cryptid Addicted mini-series?
Mini-sode, yes. Where we do news about cryptids, encounters that you guys have experienced. You send them into cryptidaddicted@gmail.com and we read them out and try and work out what it is.
That's right. In case you don't know, in case you're an uneducated person, a cryptid is...
I was like, where are you going with this?
A cryptid is a creature whose existence is not yet recognized by the scientific community.
Correct.
Obvious examples, Loch Ness Monster, Yowie, Bigfoot,
yep.
That sort of shit.
Yeah.
Also a bunch of weird examples, as many examples mm-hmm. as you can poke a stick at.
Yeah.
If you're an energetic stick-poking kind of... There's thousands.
That's me.
There's a lot of them.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll dive right in. The first news I will do. It is good and bad news. So an ex-cryptid mate that we...
I remember this.
You remember this?
I do. Good. It's coming back.
A cryptid we want, like an ex-cryptid segment we did in episode 7 was the giant sword parading turtle called the Yangtze giant soft turtle.
The giant
soft. Okay. The Yangtze giant soft shell turtle in Vietnam.
Ah, that's right. Yes, the giant turtle.
And it lives in the Hoang Khan Lake. No better. Years to practice. So basically in 2016, one of these old turtles died, leaving only 3 in the entire bloody world.
Mm-hmm.
An elderly, which includes like an elderly parrot in a Chinese zoo, and one individual species in the Vietnamese lake called the Dong Mu. But the good news, kind of, is scientists have confirmed that they have located a 4th of the species in the good old Hoang Khan Lake.
That's right. Wait, hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
Mm.
Hang on.
What?
Hang on. Isn't that where the original 4th was?
That's where the legend of the sword-stealing one was.
Okay. Wait, so where was the one that died in 2016?
I don't remember. Does not matter. Oh, you think it was
just
the same one?
I was much happier about this the first time we did the recording. Because I was like, they found a new turtle. But now that I read it again, we're just back where we were. One died, and we found another one.
Maybe you weren't listening the first time.
Maybe. That's possible.
Maybe you heard 400, and you were like, we can get one new turtle.
There's hope. Yeah, there's not hope. There's not enough to effectively breed. There aren't any more.
Oh,
their numbers are dwindling.
This is not
They're good. All really old already, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, we can clone them. Maybe.
Maybe, can we?
Dunno. Probs. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Megan has written in her notes that this gives us hope that there might be more out there.
Yes, sneaky, sneaky.
Doesn't give me hope.
You're not a hopeful guy. Okay, encounter number one.
Okay, so is this a recent encounter?
It was recent when
Maybe it was recent a month ago.
I got found on the 26th of April.
Okay, this is an old encounter.
So maybe it's this year.
From like a quarter of a year ago, but that's that's okay. So, a mysterious carcass washed up in Liverpool, England. There's a photo of it which we'll put up on Facebook, so
yes.
Log on to Facebook now. Mm-hmm. Cryptid Space Addicted.
Yeah, correct.
Correct, and the photo will be there.
Yeah.
And it looks fucking weird. It's got like either a little bird claw or like a root of some kind stuck into it.
Mm.
It looks sort of like a roast pig that's sort of swollen with gas on the inside.
Mm.
Might have a tail. Doesn't appear to have any limbs, or they've all been removed. Sort of a dolphin head.
No eyes.
A big socket on the side of its head. No, it's a fucking mess. It's a mess.
And a tiny little fang.
Yeah, and one little fang.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but no others. So it's a weird thing. Washed up on the 26th of April on the banks of the River Mersey, a window cleaner, Sean Hall, and his friends were walking along when they stumbled across it, which I imagine must have been quite horrifying for them. Yeah, it's a disaster.
This was actually funny, because in the article, they described the skin as vicious. Do you remember that?
Yes,
and I was like, I think they mean viscous.
Viscous also doesn't make sense.
No, viscous is
means like how thick a liquid is.
Maybe they meant thick.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, I can't tell what the skin looks like. It looks kind of like thick and matted. Like with a kind of fur or like mud or something.
Oh, interesting. I just think it looks like...
It's like the stuff of nightmares.
It is the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah.
If you were a bald man who did not clean his top of his head ever, that's the thing it's going on.
Yeah, it's like a filthy, bald bridge person. Mm-hmm. Like someone who lives under a bridge.
Very good.
Yeah, I don't mean to be unsympathetic to the homeless. Anyway. Sean and his friends who stumbled across this monstrosity contacted several animal organizations to identify it, but none of the organizations was able to. When the experts... I'm already a bit suspicious of all this, but apparently when the experts saw the images of the creature, they were baffled. An expert from the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the RSPCA, more commonly, which specializes in animal rescue, has said that the unknown creature was most likely has a link to dolphins and porpoises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so not actually totally baffled. In fact, pretty sure it's a dolphin or a porpoise.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right, Patty, who dis?
Who dis? It's a dolphin or a porpoise.
Okay, very good.
It's my
That is exactly what you said last time.
See, no reason to depart from the experts.
Okay.
In inverted commas. Okay, Megan, who dis?
Okay. It is... Oh, no, actually, before I go into my...
It's a sea pig.
It's a sea bald man head thing. Before I go into my theory, I found a crazy theory that it was an animal that had been created or genetically altered in a secret government agency.
Lab, right? Yeah, I remember this from before as well.
That's a baby papa porpoise.
What do you mean it is? You think
it is? I'm sure it's a baby harbour porpoise. Fucking RSPCA, get your shit together. It's a harbour porpoise because...
Well, they said it could be a porpoise. They said it's a dolphin or a porpoise.
I'm identifying it.
Harbour porpoise is a porpoise.
I see.
You're going further than the experts.
Yes.
That seems unwise.
I'm Mrs. Expert. I'm Expert A+. Okay. I think it's this because...
Grass when the English language is particularly weak today. Just
you didn't like my saying. Alright, sidebar.
Sidebar? What the fuck are you talking about?
Do you know what a sidebar is?
like a tangent? Like a side note, perhaps?
Side note is sidebar.
Sidebar?
Cipher.
No, sidebar.
Sidebar. It's a real thing.
That's not a saying.
It is.
Anyway, tell us about
your
other non-saying.
Okay, earlier, Patty was running late and he was like, I'm going to be this late. And I was like, cool, cotton wool. And he was like, cool rhymes with school and... Wool rhymes with pool, and I was like,
Not pool. They don't have the same sound. That doesn't even rhyme.
You texted it to me, and I literally, everything was the same. I don't know how do you say school and pool and wool and pool? I'm confused now.
Cool, like, that's cool.
Yeah, cool.
Sounds like school, right? Cool school, that's a cool school.
Okay.
That kind of rhymes. Cool and school rhyme.
Cotton wool.
Wool.
Cotton wool.
Sounds like pull, not pool. Pull, as in, I will pull you.
Out of this mess.
Out of this mess, but I won't, because I'm actually going to leave you there.
cool, cotton wool. I like
no,
it.
Stop.
I was nearly
cool, cool, cotton school, maybe.
What's a cotton school?
Or wool, cotton pull.
What's a cotton pull?
Those would make sense.
I was nearly going to text you
a new
one.
Well, they would rhyme, at least.
I was going to text you badass, but still got class.
Class!
Oh, class.
And ass, not ass. Ass and class are different.
All right. I bad ass, but I still got class.
Okay, that's better.
That's much more classier because I say...
A bit rappy, though, and I'm uncomfortable with you rapping.
All right, let's talk about harbor porpoises instead.
Okay.
Okay, the reason I think it is this, because it is a small species. It has a rounded head with a bit of a point of a beak. It has pointy teeth, like that fang thingy. Small eyes that I think could go where that sort of eye socket is. Small fins that I think have been eaten off. And a tiny little dorsal fin that you can't see. And the
It's a good list you got going.
Thank you. It clearly stuck with you because you don't remember it at all.
This is what people do who don't have a very strong case for something. They think of all the things that could possibly support them and they just list them all. They're like, wow, look at this huge list. I must be right. And some of the things on this list aren't even points for you.
Mouth like, curves upwards.
Like, tiny dorsal fin. And when you explained that bullet point, you were like, I reckon the fins have been eaten off. So there actually isn't a fin. There is the absence of a dorsal fin.
I'm agreeing with you and you're arguing with me.
Because you're going further than the expert. The expert says probably a porpoise and you're like, nah.
Okay.
Fucking cowards. It's not just any porpoise, it's a baby harbor porpoise. I'm sure of it.
You've said before.
Megan, who has no qualifications.
I did biology.
You did biology
in, 12.
In high school.
No, you say scientists are pussy and they won't commit to anything. I'm a brave That's... pussy. And I will commit to things I...
You can't even speak properly.
But I do...
Maybe. Rap. I'm not ruling out okay. it being a baby harbor porpoise. All right. Harbor porpoise.
Very good.
What you gotta do, what you gotta do, if you really want to figure out the truth, you gotta get a bunch of scientists in a room, and then you gotta be like, hey, scientists, I know you're not courageous, brave people, but gun to your mother's head, if you have to be courageous... What do you reckon it is?
Okay.
We won't quote you. We won't write it down. You right. won't be peer-reviewed in a negative way. What okay. do you reckon it is? And then if they're all like, eh, I'm really uncomfortable with this, but I think it's a baby harbor porpoise, then it's a baby harbor
okay.
porpoise.
Get me a gun, get me some scientists, and I'll do that.
But you haven't had that. You haven't done that. This is just you. No gun, no scientific knowledge.
My opinion
just
and the interwebs.
Tapping away.
Looking at Google images of harbor right. porpoises.
Okay.
And some dead things. All right. And then I've got a map and the... The distribution area aligns perfectly with England, as well as many
wow,
other places.
Wow, it's a creature that lives in England. It yep. might also be a ladybird or a big blue butterfly.
I don't think so. Did you see the carcass? That's just silly.
Yeah, all right.
All right, second encounter. I'm going to read this one. This one comes from...
Megan doesn't let me read encounters anymore because I'm rude to the people who wrote them in.
I tried. It was rude. Full stop. You're missing a full stop. Oh, that's not how you use the word indent.
Viscous doesn't mean that. You gotta let me read one next time.
Next time, I promise. It won't be next time because we've already recorded it. You didn't get to do
one after next.
Who dis five?
Who dis five?
You up. Number five. You know, it's a big...
You dis.
You dis.
You
Who dis? You dis. Okay. All right. You dumb man.
Anyway, you read this
okay.
one.
Here we go. So the Redditor's name is actually Cryptid. Fantastic.
Just Cryptid.
Just Cryptid.
He's the one that got the username.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He
no, no, like weird asterisks nope. or anything. Fucking hell.
Very good.
The and original yeah, Cryptid.
The OG Cryptid.
Wow.
And he runs a blog called Phantoms and Monsters. But if you look at it in the hyperlink, it looks like Phantom Sam Monsters. Do you remember me saying that? Because it's Phantoms and Monsters, but it looks like Phantom Sand Monsters.
It's a pleasure to watch your mind at work, Megan.
If I just keep repeating it one time, you might laugh. Okay. All right. What am I saying? Okay, so it's a long story. So
it's hugely long.
So I'm just going to read the important bits.
Voluble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not a word.
Voluble is a word. Ugh. Google it.
Viscous. Cool wool. All right. Okay. We're drinking cider this time.
Megan is a lady.
I am a lady and I slurp my cider. Okay. This happened to me on Saturday, July 5th, 2008, around 4:40 a.m.
This is cryptid writing.
It is. That's why I've got my professional voice. I witnessed a strange creature as I drove south on the North Holly Road towards Holly, Michigan.
Or Michigan, as you said the first time we did this recording.
Learning. Thank you for embarrassing me just to make sure it's on the internet.
That's all right.
This event lasted around 10 seconds. I didn't drink anything and I wasn't on any medication or illegal drugs. As I was driving, I slowed down because there appeared to be a very large creature digging in someone's trash next to the right side of the road. It was located 20 to 25 feet away from my car. This thing was really tall and too huge to be any average animal that I normally see on the side of the roads or trash bins at night. I thought, rat? No, too big. Kangaroo? It's grey. Red eyes, rabbit? No, not a cat. It jumps and leaps kind of like a rabbit. I don't know what I'm looking at. Can't be a chupacabra, could it? In Michigan?
Obviously, that's one of the options. Rabbit, cat, rat, chupacabra. These are the possibilities.
Yeah, he's an informed man. This creature was holding a piece of trash and it didn't appear to have paws. More slender hand-wise. It had round, huge, red, glowing eyes. It reacted and looked kind of surprised at me as if it thought no one would ever find out it existed.
That was the impression I got.
Yeah, you can tell that from a face.
Got the sense it had finally been discovered.
And then I found...
the years of remaining hidden from the scientific community.
Love at first sight. Its eyes just stared at my vehicle while holding onto a piece of trash for nearly 4 seconds. Its triangular, like, grey face reminded me of a dog, but it was more pointed and triangular towards the end of the nose and the mouth. Mm-hmm. Its ears were large and rounded, sort of like a mouse. Its arms were bendable and closer
Not bent, just able to be bent.
Able to be bent. Had elbows. And closer to its body than its long, flexible legs. The body was heavier at the bottom. Big booty. It doesn't say big booty, that's just me.
Okay. Just... a little heavy in the rear. A little flanky.
And kind of reminded me of a kangaroo body, but it was completely grey. It had a skinny tail that was similar in appearance to a rat's tail, but was much longer and slightly wider. It was standing upright and appeared to be over 3 feet tall in height. It reached for the ground again with its front arms and jumped forward with its back legs swinging in front of it like a rabbit. The creature didn't make any sound that I could hear, even with my windows open. It didn't try to attack me or hiss at me. My gut was telling me that this thing had to be a chupacabra. I looked up chupacabra on the internet. The next day I discovered a photo was taken by a rancher in 2004 that shot and killed one. The creature in that photo looked very similar to the one I witnessed, except the dead animal had less flesh on its bones. And I couldn't see any slender hands, but it was hard to tell from the photo.
Really? A low quality photo of a chupacabra. You shock me.
Later, I reported my encounter to the local police, who didn't really seem interested. And yeah, cool. All right, Patty, who dis?
Okay, you told me before we started this recording
what you said
last time. I just said, before I answer, there's a Reddit thread associated with this. I mean, this was on Reddit in the first place. The other people in the Reddit thread who are sensible and don't think it's a chupacabra reckon it might be a raccoon with mange. Mm. Right kind of size, has little paws.
Yeah.
If it had mange, it would be kind of unusual colored.
Yeah.
That's a possibility, and it's apparently what I said last time. Mm-hmm. I would add to my answer this time.
Don't you dare steal mine.
That it could also be, as he suggested.
Don't you dare.
A kangaroo.
You bastard!
With mange. Maybe a mangy kangaroo, or maybe just a grey kangaroo. But it's in Michigan.
That makes you
Wait,
sound...
it's in Michigan.
Yes, it's in Michigan.
They don't have fucking kangaroos in Michigan, do they? Well, marsupials are Australian only.
You just stole my thing with no information.
No. It was in the story. He was like,
You didn't say it last time.
I know. It's my prerogative
to... You just saw what I was going to say, and you're like, that sounds clever.
He said, rat, no, too big, kangaroo, it's great. That's not a good... That's not the main reason why it's not a kangaroo. It's not a kangaroo because you're in Michigan. Do they have kangaroos in Michigan?
Well, why don't you let me do my research?
Okay, all right. Megan thinks it's a kangaroo.
No, you meant to say Megan. Who dis? Not Megan thinks. You take him a thunder.
Who dis?
I'll tell you who dis, Patty. All right. I think it's a phantom kangaroo.
Phantom kangaroo.
Phantom. So
oh,
phantom.
Like a phantom cat. Like introduced.
Like shouldn't be there.
A circus or
so
something.
So yeah, phantom is like there shouldn't be a population of these things there, but they seem to be. So in India, there's phantom kangaroos, apparently. People see phantom kangaroos all the time. India.
Is this a real thing or a crazy cryptid thing?
It's a crazy cryptid thing. Like, oh, okay. Just like we see big cats in Australia all the time.
No, but that's not a crazy thing, because we had circuses that brought big cats here, and we know they escaped.
Well, we, you know...
So we expect there to be a few big cats here.
Well, I haven't looked into it, but maybe like India had a crappy zoo who had lots of kangaroos that got lost. Anyway, so.
Alright.
Just, I'll prove why it's okay to be in Michigan.
Okay.
But first of all, the reason I think it's a kangaroo is because the description can, like, I'm Australian, like, we're Australian, so, like.
We see kangaroos a fair amount.
A fair amount. Decent chunk. You know, we ride one to work every day with our core cats, so we know.
I mean, if we're running late.
Yeah. but anyway, the description kept making me think of a grey kangaroo. And yes, grey kangaroos are grey. So he was like, but it's grey. Kangaroos aren't grey. Yeah, they're definitely coming.
Typical gray. Michiganite.
Come on now.
No knowledge of kangaroos because they aren't kangaroos in Michigan.
Anyway, so the way the animals described running away, it seemed like textbook kangaroo with like the little arms and then the swinging back legs coming forward.
Swinging legs.
Yeah. The ears, fur, colour, body shape, snout, and tail shape all seem to fit with my understanding of a kangaroo.
Another list. Powerful stuff, Davison.
Mm-hmm, you got it. The red eyes that you guys kept bringing up. Cryptid kept bringing up.
Just
definitely
like
can be kangaroos, because I've got a photo on the Facebook. When you hit kangaroos' eyes with like a light from a car, they go
high
red.
Beams,
yeah, high beam, they go red. So there's a photo straight up of a kangaroo. It's grey.
Yeah.
Red eyes.
They're kind of pests people go out on like kangaroo hunting trips in like huge like four-wheel drive Jeep things.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like photos and stuff where you see the high beams and there's just a ton of red little eyes out there.
Yeah, exactly. So not demon kangaroo. And then, so additionally, so this is what I found in regards to it being in America.
Okay.
This story was from 2008, but I found an article from 2017 of a guy walking a kangaroo on a leash down the street in Detroit, which is not too far away. And the man, this is the photo, the man runs a company called Exotic Zoo, which travels to schools, libraries. Children's parties. I was going to say
Strawberry.
I have no justification. children's parties, and they showcase these like exotic animals, like kangaroos.
Okay, cool.
So this guy was walking it on a leash, and there's like Snapchats being like, "What the hell?" He's like holding it and what? Anyway.
Okay.
So
you've proven there's at least one kangaroo in America,
and he's got on a fucking leash. So I don't think these things are like under tight security. Like. I think he looks like a bit of a Mickey Mouse operation. So I'm thinking from zoos or just like, I'm going to have a pet kangaroo. Oh no, it bounced over my fence and I lost it. And I think there definitely could be kangaroos in Michigan.
I mean, they could be.
They could be.
It's like logically possible.
Yeah.
We can't rule it out.
Yeah.
A priori.
Yeah. It didn't really sound like a chupacabra from the description. I think chupacabra more.
Are they kind of reptilian, like blood-sucking,
goat-eating
spines, right?
Yeah.
They have spines.
Well, there's different variations.
Of course.
It just didn't sound... Like, they're scary-ass creatures. Whereas, like, a kangaroo's
kind
of cute.
They, like, kill goats and drag them into the bush or forest or whatever.
Or, like, viciously attack things. Like,
yeah. Whereas this is, like, 3 feet tall.
Yeah, and he said he didn't feel very scared by it, so I think, like...
No.
You're fine.
I was eating garbage, not goats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have bendable arms, these kangaroos. Okay.
Whereas the chupacabra has notoriously unbendable arms.
I don't remember. I haven't looked into the chupacabra that much.
Yeah,
I
mean, we should do that. That's an obvious one.
That's a big one.
That's
got to be like a two-parter.
Maybe our first anniversary or something. I don't know.
A one-year anniversary
of the podcast.
Oh, when was it? October sometime.
Oh, have we passed it already?
No. It'll be like October next.
Oh, okay. Right.
It'll be October this year. Quick.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice.
All right.
Yeah.
If you would like... I'm happy to do that for you, Ben.
You are?
Yeah.
You want a gift from you to me now?
Yeah.
All right, great.
And then I expect something from you to me. You can bring the drinks.
You can give me, like, a present that costs money or something. All right, good deal.
All right, and that's it.
That's not it. There's an announcement.
Oh, there is an announcement.
It's
a weird announcement because we're all over the place with time frames. Okay. The announcement is I'm going to Japan and I'm going to be looking at cryptids and I'm going to be hunting cryptids and I'm going by myself. Patty's not invited. / he has a job now. / it was in the past because I've actually already gone
to Japan
and come back.
But we lost the recording, so we're re-recording.
So I went to Japan and you'll hear all about that soon.
We haven't released that episode yet?
No, that's next. So the next episode is a Japan-based cryptid. That I went and explored and looked into. It's one of these. Ooh. Because I looked into giant eels and Lake Biwa, Japanese mermaids, the wonderful kappa, Ishi, And catfish so big they're rumored to make earthquakes when they wriggle their bodies. Yeah, and I did lots of crazy shit in Japan that I filmed and will make into little videos.
Yeah, so tune in next time. Yeah.
And I didn't die.
She didn't die, yeah. And she had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, and that's it. So definitely send us your stuff to cryptidaddicted@gmail.com or reach out to us on Reddit.
If you have any stories, photos, if you found something cool on the internet, if you disagree with us, anything.
Yeah, and then on social, we're cryptid_addicted for Facebook, where we have all these photos, and same on Twitter, and then cryptid_addicted on Instagram, where we do behind-the-scenes stuff, and I'll put some of my Japan stuff up.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next thank episode. You very much for listening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. I did.